It's a very good morning to Matt Allison. We have him on the line again. Hi there, Matt.
Hi, Wayne. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good.
I believe this week has been the final push before we start chatting with you next week, of course, in your brand new kitchen. How's it going?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, it's always these things take longer than, you know, anticipated. I mean, look, we are on schedule. I mean, the countertops were actually only supposed to go in today, and they actually went in on Monday. And so we were only supposed to be ready by, you know, kind of like the final touches up, you know, just paint checkups, finishing the electrics, all those kind of thing. But it's been a slight comedy of errors with the guys that were doing my gas. They were on their way over to me, and his wife went into labor. I mean, I knew she was pregnant, but it just happened. So I mean, all he could do is be so positive and say, you know, congratulations, you know, don't forget about me, you know,
yeah.
Rush into hospital. But so there was that, and I was thinking we had the front of our house replaced, which was, you know, wasn't kind of part of the kitchen, but also part of, you know, just general renovation. So it set us a little bit back there, but we're still on track, and the guys finished up today, just painting, skimming walls. It's the final touches up, but all the countertops have been laid. Technique Stone have come on board and provided the countertop, which absolutely looks amazing. They're a Czechoslovakian company, and they've actually gone and placed the countertops for us, and it's been fantastic.
So you've put photos of the kitchen up on the site?
There's not on the kitchen yet, because what I'd want to do is do a similar video blog. If you followed the other video blogs, it was a kind of a precursor, then the actual building, and then there'll be one of the actual fitting of the kitchen. I've taken a lot of stills, which I'll be cutting them with a bit of footage, which is still has to be edited.
Right.
I'm kind of waiting for the grand, you know, finale, you know, to kind of really show you what the kitchen looks like. But as I said, by the end of the week, that should be done, and then the last video blog will go up. So it'll be, you know, as somebody pointed out to me, you know, you've got to be careful with the video blogs. I'm trying to make them, you know, no longer than really than 5 minutes and short to the point, getting to the last thing you want quite literally is to watch paint dry. So I'm having to make sure that it's full of content, but you know, kind of to the point. So I didn't want to put up too many of them. So
Right. It's
mainly, you know, kind of one with the deconstruction and getting the kitchen ready, and then the actual install of the kitchen itself.
So what have you cooked this week?
Several things, actually. The one that I cooked over the weekend, actually, I did another one, as I said, without a kitchen, doing kind of the traveling cook thing. It was a little feel a bit gypsy-like, you know, kind of moving around in my car as my caravan, so to speak. And I went over to friends of ours and cooked a pea and prawn risotto, which was surprisingly good. I, you know, as I said, it's very playful on the alliteration with, you know, pea, you know, and prawn, but whether it tastes any good is really what I'm concerned about. And it tasted fantastic, actually. We did that and then finished off with a dessert of, which actually wasn't part of the recipes per se, but we ended up with kind of little meringues and ice cream, and I made a berry coulis just, by cooking up some berries with a bit of sugar, and we used that as a topping, which tasted great. I used to buy coulis, so it's the first time I actually made it myself, and so the wife has already gone to the top of her list of things for me to consistently do when serving desserts at home.
Right. Then how far are you at in the whole process of the 60 recipes?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, today will actually be number 42. So, yeah, I'm more than two-thirds of the way through. So I'm actually going to be blogging today, Tuesday's meal, which is we did a vegetarian tofu kind of stir fry, which we have, by following the blog, on a Tuesday is our meat free day. There's meat free Mondays, which everybody goes on about. For us, for whatever reason, it fell on a Tuesday. So once a week, we try and give up meat and not have meat as part of our dietary, you know, kind of complements for one day a week, but just because it lessens the load, on the environmental pressure.
Right.
I don't know if you know the stats. I mean, I posted on the site, but I mean, to literally have a 500-gram steak requires the same amount of water as you having a 3 to 5 minute shower for 2 months every day.
Wow.
That's how much water is taken to raise up just 500 grams of beef. So while I'm not a vegetarian, I do, you know, try and do my bit by trying to at least cut out meat one day a week.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you next week once everything's up and running. So hang in there for the final.
I'm hanging in there, Wayne. I'm hanging.
Okay, then. Take care.
Great. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.